USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During an interview, President Trump seems to condone foreign involvement in the U.S. election.
Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. You call the FBI?
He spoke with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI.
The president continued saying that accepting opposition research from a foreign nation like Russia is not election interference.
This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI.
The House Oversight Committee has approved contempt of Congress citations for the Attorney General and Commerce Secretary, Chairman Elijah Cummings.
Defying duly authorized subpoenas from this committee and refusing to produce documents required by those subpoenas relating to the 2020 census.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to expand abortion protections in his state.
Today, we proudly proclaim that in this state, we trust women.
The new law requires insurance coverage for abortions, contraception, and related medical care. It also establishes abortion as a fundamental right for women in Illinois. Maine's Governor Janet Mills has signed a new bill into law which legalizes medically assisted suicide. Maine now becomes the 8th state to allow terminally ill people to end their lives with prescription medication. Police in Lithia Springs, Georgia say two teens were arguing over a video game controller when one grabbed a gun and killed the other early on Monday morning. 17-year-old Consuelo Lamar Gonzalez Abrar has died. A 16-year-old has been arrested on adult charges of murder and tampering with evidence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon has reached a tentative agreement to purchase almost 500 new F-35 fighter jets. John Clemens reports.
If the deal is finalized by target date in August, it'll carry a total price tag of $34 billion. That makes it the largest procurement in U.S. history. The Pentagon is pleased with the deal with Lockheed Martin because it means a discount for each one of the 478 F-35 fighter jets. The Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines will receive the jets along with allied militaries. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
There's an 11th-hour challenge to a big telecom merger. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint seemed to be moving along in recent weeks when the head of the FCC gave it his blessing, but on Tuesday, the plan hit a roadblock when a group of state attorneys general sued to block it. The New York Attorney General announcing the suit. It's being joined by California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, the T-Mobile-Sprint merger, according to these attorneys general, quote, would not only cause irreparable harm to mobile subscribers nationwide by cutting access to affordable, reliable wireless service, but they say it would particularly affect lower-income and minority communities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.